Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
As a child, I lived in a narrow house on five floors. Half my youth was spent running up and down the staircase, and I've been a devoted stair climber ever since. The only place where I never take the stairs, unless I'm only going one floor, is the office. You could say this is because I'm too busy climbing a virtual ladder to have any strength left for an actual one. But really it's because the long hours sitting still in front of a screen sap my desire to expend any energy at all. Yet a couple of weeks ago, encouraged by a friend, I started walking up the 80 stairs to the office canteen, making the journey several times a day in search of coffee, Maltesers and Diet Cokes. I've been rewarded for this in various ways. First, it's usually quicker. 55 seconds, compared to about 70 in the lift, assuming a couple of stops on the way. Second, it leaves you feeling agreeably smug. It's also a less stressful way of having chance encounters with colleagues. In the lift, you're forced into a strained exchange, while on the stairs you smile and keep moving. But most important of all, it drags you out of your torpor. So here, at last, is something that's good for you, but has none of the drawbacks of most healthy things. It doesn't taste bad, or require special clothing, it isn't inconvenient, expensive or boring, and it doesn't require any skill or courage. Yet despite these impressive advantages, stairs in offices are usually empty of walkers. Instead, they're mainly used as a hiding place, a corporate equivalent of going behind the bike shed, a place for phoning your bank, shouting at your builder, or exchanging top-secret gossip. Last week, an initiative backed by the UK government was launched, designed to get everyone taking to the stairs. On its website are posters that can be downloaded telling staff how many calories they would burn if they avoided the lift, as well as a phone app that makes stair climbing into a kind of computer game. Even as an evangelical convert to office stairwalking, I'm not so sure. For a start, the name, step jockey, is all wrong. A jockey is someone who rides, while the point about a stairwalker is that they do not. And it's far too gimmicky for something as simple as getting from one floor to another in the way that God, surely, must have intended. Worse, the point about calories saved is hardly compelling. I climb four floors to the canteen, 15 calories burned, in order to buy a latte, 200 calories, and Maltesers, 180 calories. The numbers are so depressing it's best not to think about them at all. And as for an app that will gamify stair climbing, I can't imagine how that could ever catch on. Though my record here is not perfect. The first time I saw a text message, I thought that wouldn't catch on either. More fundamentally, it's not clear that companies ought to be telling us how to get from one floor to another. I'm mildly opposed to my HR department becoming my nanny, though that's mainly because I don't trust it to do the job well. If I thought it would be as good as Mary Poppins, who solved the stair problem by sliding up the banister, I would cheerfully give myself over, but as I don't, I would rather look after myself. However, last week I decided to take matters into my own hands and play nanny to my colleagues, and downloaded the posters and stuck them up with blue tack by every lift. I lay in wait as two young men read the poster, which claimed that seven times more calories were burned by taking the stairs than the lift. One started to argue that the figure was far too low, and was still objecting as the lift doors closed behind him. By the afternoon, however, I fancied that the stairs were possibly marginally more crowded. There were two men going up together, one taking the steps two at a time and talking as he did so. Clearly, there are real power games to be played on the stairs, as well as electronic ones. Alas, by the end of the day, some bigger nanny than me had decided he or she knew best and had taken most of my posters down. Which maybe doesn't matter, as they were a bit feeble anyway. If companies really want to get people using the stairs, something stronger than nannying is called for, like putting half the lifts out of service, forcing the able-bodied to walk. The only adjustment then needed would be to find another bike shed to hide behind. Almost anywhere would be better. The stairwell is a natural auditorium, so that top gossip and angry rants to the plumber can always be heard several floors away.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.